Hello and welcome to Alchemy 101, the show where we explore the many paths to transformation and aim to mine a few nuggets of gold that can support us in living in line with nature in a way that's true to our nature, even though sometimes that might feel counterintuitive, just like the nightingale, a bird that sings out in the dark. I'm JJ, also known as the Practical Alchemist, and it's great to have your company today. I have a couple of guests today, both entrepreneurs and innovators in the well-being arena, albeit in very different ways. Later, we hear from Devansh Sood and his solution to the growing issue of electromagnetic and radio frequencies damaging our health. But first, online pharmacies. Yep, they've been around for a while. But what about a holistic online pharmacy? Well, that's a brainchild of a Scottish pharmacist and entrepreneur who's brought years of experience in business and as a pharmacist together to create a groundbreaking service. Sehar Shahid recognised a gap in healthcare provision and a gap in the market, and her 24-hour pharmacy is finally going live. I asked Sehar to tell me all about it.
So online pharmacies have been around for quite a few years, and I've worked in the online pharmacy industry for the last couple of years, helping clients either start or improve their current online pharmacy. So most of them kind of work with the same kind of concept or business model, which is the sale of over-the-counter medicines and the supply of certain prescription-only medication that are pretty straightforward, low risk, and they can be prescribed by a practitioner online. So that's basically the model that they do. So somebody can go onto the website, they can fill out a consultation form for their required condition. They'll be asked all the medical questions, their medical history and all of that. And then that comes through to either, it could be a doctor, it could be a prescribing pharmacist, who will then review their consultation form and then assess whether it's suitable to supply that medication or not. And that is how online pharmacies essentially operate, and it allows patients to have access to medication, you know, more at the comfort of their own home. They can, you know, log online 24 hours a day and, you know, essentially get the medication delivered to their door. So you're kind of bypassing the traditional means of getting medication, trying to get an appointment at the GP, all those kind of things. But what I realised was actually that's amazing to have that, but I don't want to just start another online pharmacy in a very saturated market. And I knew there was a gap in terms of really providing a service for patients that, yes, medication has its place and you want to, you know, obviously, you know, give people medication when they need it. But what I wanted to do was create a pharmacy where, rather than just, you know, you coming to us when you are really ill, you come to us and be proactive and look after your health and, you know, ahead of actually falling ill. So I wanted to create a lot of services alongside, you know, the kind of traditional business model. And I wanted to create kind of services that really allow you to empower patients to look after their own health. So things like we have, obviously, in our online pharmacy, we have prescribing pharmacists who will generate the private prescriptions for the request. But those prescriptions, we risk assess those conditions that are suitable to supply online. But then there may be things that patient comes to us and actually, as a prescribing pharmacist, we're not comfortable or competent enough. It's not our areas of expertise and we do need to refer them. So the first service that I wanted to include was a private GP service, because then that makes sure that we're not having to turn the patient away or refer them back to traditional NHS routes, which, you know, is probably the reason why they came to us in the first place, because they're struggling down those routes. So private GP, which means that then we have an in-house GP as part of our multidisciplinary team that we can refer to our patients to if they need to be seen by a GP. And then we've also got a mental health clinic. Now, for me, mental well-being is so important. And I think after living, you know, through a pandemic and coming at the other end, mental health is there, you know, it's affecting every single person in some way, or another. And unfortunately, that cohort of patients are at the bottom of the list when it comes to GP reviews or, follow-ups, because, it's just not a priority compared to somebody that perhaps has hypertension or diabetes. So I feel like that cohort of patients is kind of almost neglected in a way, and actually it affects every single person. So I really wanted to have a mental health clinic where, again, you can have access to a service, speak to a specialist, mental health pharmacist. And whether it's just simply speaking to somebody, whether it's finally getting that review of your medication, or whatever it is, at least then you have that that specialist there that you can speak to and access. So we've got the mental health clinic, we've got a weight loss clinic as well. So traditionally, with a lot of online pharmacies, weight loss medication is supplied. However, the thing that's missing is the support and the education around lifestyle and diet. So that's definitely missing in traditional online, other online pharmacies. And what we've done with our clinic is that you have a video consultation with the practitioner, and all our pharmacists have been trained through accredited training for weight loss medication. And not only do you get the support from the medication, but you'll also have access to other support, so such as an app which has recipes, meal planning, workouts, mindset coaching. You have access to all of that. You have access to nutrition supplements, and then you have a weekly call with the pharmacist. That you've started your journey with, and that's really to support you through it, because the goal is that, yes, absolutely, you can be on medication for several weeks, couple of months, but then after that, when the medication has to stop, what are you left with? And what we want to leave you with is the healthy habits that we help you create. We want to leave you with the lifestyle changes that you perhaps aren't getting if you were buying it from perhaps another online pharmacy that just give you the supply of the medication. So it's really about changing the mindset, the lifestyle, the diet, and the habits, which then you can continue long after the medication stops. So we've got a weight loss clinic that's run like that. We've also got a gut health clinic as well. So gut health it affects all areas of your well-being, and I'm so passionate about that, because a lot of times when people come to me and they're saying, my skin's breaking out, or got digestive issues, I'm always bloated, and we always want a pill to fix it, don't we? And actually, a lot of the times when we actually look at the root cause, there's a lot of things that we can change or implement in our diet and our lifestyle and how we live our lives that can have a huge impact on our gut health, which then can have a positive influence on our mood, our energy, our weight management, our skin, our concentration. So we again are running a gut health clinic as well. And then we've also got blood testing. So I think as a practitioner, it makes sense to have this service as well, because it justifies why patient perhaps needs to be on a certain medication, because we've got a blood test that's showing a certain result that justifies that prescription. But also it's more about being proactive. I mean, how many patients will actually go and get a comprehensive blood check done every single year, just because, not because necessarily there's something wrong, but more because it's a routine thing. The same way we get an MOT done on the car, don't we? Not because the car is broken down, but an MOT is done every single year for the car. It's kind of like your own body's MOT. So that's probably the best way that I can describe it. So it's about being proactive. So we have about 8 or 9 different blood tests that we'll do, and the patients can just purchase the specific kit for their issue or their concern. And then they would do that at home, and then send it back to the lab, and then we'll consult with the patient. And then that really allows us to have kind of broader view of what's going on with that patient. So we can be proactive, we can create treatment plans, and then we can think, look, and on all of these services that I've chatted about, they're all interlinked, because actually weight loss, you know, that's linked with your mental well-being and how you perceive, like, you know, your weight loss journey. Your gut health can be linked into the weight loss, you know, and blood testing can help with a lot of things, like, you know. So I just feel like all of these services that we've brought together, will really allow the patient to be proactive, empower them to look after their health, and actually prevent them from actually getting really sick further down the line, because they are kind of making small changes every single day. And then our last service that we've got is we've got a partnership with physio practice as well. So one of the things that a lot of patients have, you know, a lot of patients purchase online is painkillers or medication that perhaps is liable to abuse or misuse. And painkillers is one of them. And as part of me risk assessing what services and types of medication that we will supply, obviously one of the things that I wanted to do was mitigate the risk associated with, you know, these kind of painkillers and selling them online. So what I wanted to do is offer an extra service for patients that absolutely need painkillers. Of course, there is always a need, and you know, for some patients. And what I wanted to do was also support them with free 15-minute kind of set initial assessment with their physio partner, and really to look at the root cause, because yes, absolutely, painkillers are needed for to alleviate pain. But however, it's not something that anybody should or want to be on long term if they can avoid it. But a lot of patients don't realize that actually, perhaps let's look at the root cause. So being partnered with a physio clinic as well, which means that, you know, patients have access to somebody that we trust and we recommend. It means that then we can look at the root cause as well and get them back on their feet, back into, you know, playing the sports that they want to, or just, you know, be busy with the grandkids and keep up with them, whatever it is. And it's really about just helping people just feel their best, really, and rather than just thinking that this is just how it is and just accepting it.
Well, I mean that is some offering. A number of things come to mind. Firstly, that it is a holistic service because you're looking at all these different aspects, which are hugely important. And like you say, they're interlinked. But also that you're filling a gap, and these are all things that are so important. Of course, you're based in Scotland. The business is based in Glasgow. Does this cover the whole of the UK? It won't
Yes,
cover
it does.
outside the UK, but it's within the UK.
Yeah, within the whole of the UK, although our premises are in Glasgow, because we're online, we cater to everyone in the UK. Anyone. So we would, because your medication is delivered and all our consultations are done online remotely on video consultations. So it means that we can actually access and provide services to a whole, you know, group of people rather than just local to where our premises are. So that's the benefit of having an online pharmacy compared to a bricks and mortar pharmacy, because with a bricks and mortar pharmacy, you can only really cater to the people that are in your radius or, you know, local to you. But actually, we can help patients up and down the whole of the UK, which is really exciting.
Yeah, it's absolutely brilliant. However, it needs to be said, doesn't it? This is private. This is not NHS.
Yeah, that's correct, Jeff.
I actually sometimes think that we're so used to in this country to not paying for healthcare that the idea of paying for some kind of healthcare is kind of shocking to us, but sometimes that's a good idea. You use the phrase taking responsibility. It is about taking responsibility for your health.
Yeah, and I think the mindset is changing around this, because, you know, we may not necessarily be accustomed to paying for healthcare, but what we are accustomed to and what we want as consumers is we want ease of access, we want a fast, efficient service, and we just want you want to get it done, like, you know. And unfortunately, with the pressures under the NHS, sometimes those things aren't, you know, accessible to us. You know, waiting times are really long. You can't access an appointment with your GP. And actually, more and more people are just, they're happy to pay. They're happy to pay if it just means that they can get medication delivered within 24 hours to their door. They're happy to pay if they can get an appointment and have someone listen to, you know, their concerns. So more and more people are happy to pay. And I think of it as a way that our business is plan B for people. When plan A isn't working for you, you can't get access, you have a plan B, and we're here there to help. And I hope that then that alleviates some pressure off the NHS as well, because, you know, The NHS is amazing for what it does, but it's crippling with the pressures that it's having to kind of hold and kind of deal with just now.
Yeah, I think that's a great way of explaining it. Yeah. I was just thinking about all our American listeners and just thinking whether it would work there, but you've got all these issues with health insurance in America. I'm not sure it would work there, would it?
I have no idea, and to be honest, regardless of health insurance and stuff, for any kind of online pharmacy to work in another country, the first thing that you would need to look at is that country's specific legislation around
Yes,
pharmacy.
exactly. Yeah.
So that's what you need to comply with
Yeah.
first, and then obviously figure out is there a need for this business or the service. So the concept would work essentially in any place, any country that you're in, but then the business would have to perhaps be altered to meet the regulations of that country. But I think it's a no-brainer because in every other industry, everything's moving online, everything's on e-commerce. So why not pharmacy? Why not healthcare? And it just means that then we can provide a much better service.
Fantastic. And we'll hear more about Zahara herself and how she came to set up her holistic online pharmacy shortly. First, it's time for us to take a short break. We'll be back right after these messages.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
And you're listening to Alchemy 101 with me, JJ, the Practical Alchemist. Well, before the break, we were hearing all about the new holistic pharmacy that's coming online in just a few days from this show premiering. You'll be able to explore the website from the 23rd of July. That's the date set for it to go live. It sounds great, but you might be wondering about my guest Sahar Shahid's background and her experience that led her to set up the business. Turns out she started off working at good old Boots the Chemist, now just called Boots. It's the pharmacy chain that we all grew up with here in the UK. I didn't realise, by the way, that it started way back in 1849 in Nottingham, but I digress. Back to Sahar, and here she is to tell her story.
Yep, so I have been qualified for I think 11 years now this year as a pharmacist. My career was very traditional. I did my pre-reg training after I got my master's in from Strathclyde University in Glasgow. Got my master's, and then you have to do a pre-reg year, which is your training year, sit an exam, and then you qualify. And when I qualified, I worked with Boots and I went straight into management. So I was a store manager pretty much from day one.
That's with
and I worked my
Boots,
way up.
the sort of nationwide massive mega
Yes,
clinic.
yep.
Not
So
clinic, pharmacy.
health and beauty business, yeah. So I basically was a store manager and I worked my way up the corporate ladder, as I was told to do. So, putting all the extra hours, staying behind late, going in early, doing all the graft. And I promoted very quickly and climbed that corporate ladder. But about 3-4 years into that career, I realised that I was very overworked and perhaps not paid well based on my efforts. And, I just knew I didn't want that life, forever. Working so hard for someone else, but then waiting for someone else to approve holidays or when I can have time off work.
Oh, that
And I
sounds
also, I
familiar.
think, I think a lot of people will relate to that.
Yeah.
And I also then found out I was pregnant with my first baby. And that was another kind of push for me to be like, right, I don't want to do this forever. But I genuinely, back in 2014, I genuinely thought that as a female, I have to sacrifice either the income and stay at home and raise the family and have the luxury of that, with the sacrifice of not having that income and that lifestyle that we were accustomed to. Or can have the lifestyle and the income and go back to work, but then I'm sacrificing raising a family. And I just didn't know if there was any other way. Society tells us it's a 9-to-5. But that's also when I kind of started looking at a lot of other people that were building other kind of side hustles or other businesses, and then that were allowing them to kind of leave their corporate job or cut down So I decided to look into this a little bit further, and I partnered with a health and wellness brand as well. And I started my online health and wellness business back in 2014 when I was 3 months pregnant. And, you know, because I had absolutely, you know, all the time in the world, but built that business. And actually that business over the last 8-9 years has just taught me so much. It's really opened my eyes, actually, that there is another way of earning income, and that you don't need to be working 9 to 5, you know, at a desk or working for someone else. And that business then, I just built that alongside working my Boots corporate career. And then when
and
I had
that was a network marketing business, wasn't it?
Yes, it is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And actually that business, you know, it completely changed me as a person, because back then when I had started it, I probably wasn't in the best health and the best state of well-being and mindset. So for me, going into being partner with this company that really focused on developing people and doing a lot of training and personal development, and also focusing on looking after your health and gut health and all of that, it started to transform me as a person. My confidence started to build. I was genuinely happier. I was more positive. And that was like a byproduct, you know, of starting this business. And it actually, I genuinely believe, because I started that business, it gave me the confidence to then finally walk away from that 10-year career with Boots. Because, you know, that was my safety net. That was income that was coming in. And it was all I ever knew. I never really had any business background. But everything that I learned in my network marketing business was all learnable. It wasn't that I had to have experience in business or in nutrition or skincare or anything like that. I just learned everything. And, you know, some of my best friends now are from this network marketing company, and I just absolutely love it. And then when the pandemic hit, I was due to go back to work after my second maternity leave, and finally just had the courage to say, no, I'm not doing it anymore. And that was because my business was doing well. It was, you know, it surpassed my full-time corporate income that I had with Boots. And I then finally had a choice to then say, you know what, I'm not coming back full-time. I'm not coming back as a store manager. And I'm going to just come back 2 days 2 days a month. Because obviously I still love being a pharmacist. I don't want to give that up. That's what I did. And, you know, that feeling was incredible to be able to only work 2 days a month because, you know, for the love of the job. And I got to be a really present mum, especially as we went into the pandemic. And it was funny because actually 3 weeks of me going back to work in April, when we'd just gone down into lockdown in March in 2020, I went back to work and I had done like a couple of shifts, and that was it. And really suddenly and unfortunately, I lost my brother. And for me, that was a big turning point for me in my life, because again, that really just, you know, pushed me to say, what are you doing all this for? You know, why are we working constantly? Why are you on that hamster wheel? Like, what are you doing? So I actually then had only gone back to work for a couple of weeks, and then I ended up just being off for a few months to deal with, you know, everything that was going on and be there and, you know, for my family. And the funny thing was, my network marketing business, I obviously wasn't working at all in pharmacy or in my network marketing business, but every month I was getting a paycheck because of the work I had done for several years before. And for me, I think that was the power of network marketing, of building a passive income, which you do not get from a traditional business or from a 9-to-5 job. And so that really, really kind of just kind of, it was a massive light bulb moment for me. And I was like, right, I need to share this with more people. And, you know, this has been a lifeline for me, but not even just financially, but more as well from the community that I had, you know, built. The amount of support and love that I got through a very difficult time is what really kind of got me through it. And then actually when life started to get back to normal as much as it could have, you know, can be after you go through something like that, I then you know, I got an opportunity to work in primary care. So I then took on a part-time job just because I really, really wanted to, because for several years when I worked for Boots, working in primary care had a massive pay drop compared to my salary with Boots, and I'd always said I can't afford it. But then I was actually able to, in a position financially, that actually, do you know what, I can go and do that job because I want to. And, you know, my business is doing really well. So that's what I did. And I was a care home pharmacist, and I looked after 20, all the patients in 25 care homes in Renfrewshire.
Wow.
And it was the bizarrest thing ever, because I first time working in the NHS, I was working remotely from home, never met a single person or spoke to them, like in the team.
Gosh.
Totally new systems, and it was very strange. Actually, it was a really good opportunity for me to mold the role into how I wanted to be, because there was no such like role or kind of outline of what the role should be like. So I got to kind of really nurture that role and make really good relationships with the care homes, but everything was done remotely online, because we weren't allowed to go into care homes and things like that because of COVID. So I did that, and I did that for a couple of years, and I think it was about last year that I actually let that role go. But in between that, soon after actually starting that role back in 2020, I was headhunted to go and help support an online pharmacy. Now, my background, like I've explained, was corporate, you know, community pharmacy, a little bit of NHS, and basically I had no idea about online pharmacy. It was a completely new concept to me. But I was headhunted to go and work for that online pharmacy who were in a bit of trouble, who, you know, their standards were really poor. They had a really bad inspection. So I went to go and support and help them, and it actually turned out that I was actually quite good at all this stuff. So I learned all this stuff about the regulations and what the GPHC actually wanted. And, you know, I really helped improve their standards and implemented, like, you know, procedures to allow them to be, you know, operating safely. So that was like the beginning of being introduced into this new online pharmacy environment. And I worked and I continued to work for them for about a year and a half, until then I left them to go and pursue consultancy work, because I just loved being able to help other people, like, you know, improve their standards. Because ultimately, when they improve their standards, what they're doing is improving the standard of care to the patient at the very end of that process.
Yeah.
And for me, that's what I'm passionate about. And so for about a year, a couple of years, I've done consultancy work. So for any pharmacy clients, really, but primarily my niche is now online pharmacies. So it's either helping people set up properly from the beginning, or people that have already got online pharmacies that are well established, really helping them and challenging them to improve their standards. Because, you know, there is a lot of risk associated with providing care and prescription medication and services online without patient physically being in front of you, without you having their full medical history. You know, there's an element of people not being truthful. So all of this stuff is helping clients understand the risks and how they mitigate those risks. So that's what I was passionate about. And me and my husband, we have this running joke. Every time we went to go and see a client, they would either offer me a job, or they would offer me a partnership in their business. And they would say, we want somebody like you, like, please just join us. So we'd had this running joke that every time I come home, my husband would be like, what did they offer you now? And it just kind of made, and I had a few people actually approach me and say, Sarah, we want to start online pharmacy with you. And, you know, we had a few conversations and back and forth. And then eventually I just realized that actually I'm just going to do this by myself. Like, I don't really need anyone else to do it. So then last year I decided, at the beginning of last year, I thought, hey, do you know what, I'm just going to do it. But because I had the advantage of working in the online pharmacy industry, I knew what clients were doing. I knew what was already happening. And it was the same model, over-the-counter medicines were being sold, or the same kind of common 15 to 20 conditions that required a prescription. They were being supplied. That was it. So I was like, right, I need to do something different. So basically my background with my health and wellness network marketing company and just my own passion for, you know, what I think would be good as a customer, like, you know, me as a busy working mom, like, I would love a service where I can just access everything all at once. Now, what I've created, you know, isn't anything, you know, out the box or, you know, crazy, like, that no one's ever heard of. Because when you break down all the services, people are doing these already anyway. So you'll have a separate business that's just online private GP. You'll have a separate business that's just a weight loss clinic. You'll have mental health service as a business. But what I've done is I've brought it all together in one hub.
Exactly.
And I think that's the USP for this. And the fact that I've got a multidisciplinary team, so I've got it's all females as well, which I'm very
Brilliant.
excited about. And we're the first female-owned online pharmacy in the UK as well, which I'm really,
Oh,
really
that's
proud about.
great. That's great.
And we've got a huge mission around sustainability as well, which, that's going to kind of come into play over the next few months, which is really exciting. So for me, it's really about learning everything that I've learned, like over the last 10 years of my career. This business, this little baby of mine, has been, 10, 12 years in the making since I
Yeah.
qualified, because it's all the skills, it's all the experiences that I've had, and now I'm being able to put it all together. And for me, my mission is really to change the variation in the industry of standard, because there is so many pharmacies, not just online, but community pharmacies as well. The variation of their standard of,
Yes.
governance or compliance is huge, and actually there shouldn't be. Because ultimately, like I said, there's always a patient at the end of it. So for me, my passion is that we reduce that variation, and we basically everyone kind of levels up their standard.
Absolutely. And what I'm hearing from you is you've created a business that's healthy on every level, being environmentally conscious, being sustainable, bringing together all these different disciplines that we all sometimes need. But also, you're saying that you do have to undergo inspection, which is also important to understand that you're not unregulated. You are regulated, even though you are online. You're incredibly passionate about what you're doing, which is fantastic. And so now, we've talked a lot about the business. We haven't talked about where people can find you. Where is that?
Yeah, so basically you can find us online, and our business trading name is 24 Hour Pharmacy. So we're just on www.24hourpharmacy, and it's 24hrpharmacy.co.uk. We are also on Instagram, we're on LinkedIn, we're on TikTok, we're on Facebook, so
You're
do connect
everywhere.
with us everywhere. I think for us, it's about, I really want us to have that kind of community feel, but on an online pharmacy basis. So just the same way that you would go into your local pharmacy, you would know the pharmacist, you would know the girls behind the counter, you have that community feel. It's very hard to do that on an online presence. And I always say, like, you always go to your same local community pharmacy. You don't go from one community pharmacy to another one to another one. You stick to your local one, you build that relationship. And I want to create that on the online version. I don't want patients to have to go here, there, and everywhere else, because within 5 seconds you can Google search and you can land on, 100 other online pharmacies. I want to give people a reason to keep coming back to us and building that relationship and giving us an opportunity to look after them long term, because it is very easy to just search and then, you can land on a different online pharmacy. But
Yeah.
actually, it's important that, you find the one that, you trust and you like, and they give you all the services that you need, and then you can stick to that one, same way that you would stick to your own community pharmacy. I just want to bring that into the online kind of presence as well.
Yeah, you're creating a community online, but it just happens to be in the pharmacy space. At the time that we're speaking right now, your website isn't up and running, but it should be by the time this goes out. But
So
just have a
definitely,
look.
yeah, come and say hi, come and connect with us on social media. My own Instagram handle is Sarah the Pharmacist. So again, I would love to say hi and connect with anybody. And if you have any questions, I'm more than happy to answer them as well.
Sahar Shahid bringing her fantastic energy to a great holistic service for the UK there. I wish her every success with it. Do check out the website 24hourpharmacy.co.uk. That's spelt with the number 24, then HR and pharmacy in full. 24hourpharmacy.co.uk. Right now, though, it's time for us to take a short break. Do stay with me to hear about another health innovation. Back right after this.
The station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio. The station that makes you feel good.
Good. And you're listening to Alchemy 101 here on UK Health Radio, the world's number one talk health radio station. I'm JJ, the Practical Alchemist. Thanks for being with me today for a show highlighting some innovations in the health and well-being space. From online, we go on trend with a new fashionable clothing line. What's that got to do with health and well-being? And even innovation, you might ask. Well, the difference is the silver lining, and I'm not speaking metaphorically here. Devansh Sood is the founder and CEO of Feek, a brand that offers clothes that block out radio frequencies and electromagnetic frequencies, or EMFs, that bombard us daily from electronic devices, mobile phone towers, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, power lines, you name it. It really is a growing problem. Public Wi-Fi hotspots are really rising in numbers, not to mention smartphones. You know, in December 2013, around 30.2 million mobile phones were being used in a population of 22.7 million people. Predictions are that there will be 5.9 billion, yep, that's with a B, smartphone users globally within 4 years. And did you know that in more than 100 countries, mobile phones now outnumber people? So unless you literally live in the middle of nowhere, you're probably being bathed in electromagnetic frequencies and radio frequencies 24/7. Exposure to EMFs has been linked to various health concerns. A lot of people are very sensitive to them, and the World Health Organization has even started to coordinate a worldwide study program to understand the risks better. I asked Feek's Devansh Sood to tell us what the damaging effects of this kind of exposure are.
So basically, considering that nowadays people have all sorts of devices around them, from mobile phones, Wi-Fi routers, cellular towers, electricity lines, this and that, people sort of can't stay connected without any of these devices. And considering the introduction of new technologies such as, you know, 6G, Wi-Fi, 5G, cellular, it's sort of having a very wide range of symptoms that people are experiencing. And these symptoms can include impacts to the heart, such as arrhythmia, tachycardia. It can also lead to things like anemia and free radical damage. And it basically impacts various parts of the body. And when the body cannot maintain a level of homeostasis, we start to see a decline in various chronic illnesses start to emerge.
And chronic illnesses like what, Devansh?
Chronic illnesses, it could be, well, there's a very wide range of symptoms associated with EMF exposure, but some of the most common being mental health issues. It sort of indirectly impacts our various body processes, such as hormones, etc., and this tends to lead to different symptoms for different people.
Right. For years now, ever since mobile phones were invented and we saw cell towers going up everywhere across the land, we've seen the odd device to protect us from EMFs. And I've always been kind of skeptical as to how they would work. The difference with what you're doing now is that you have developed a completely new concept, which is a clothing range, mm-hmm. which literally you put on, you put your cloak of protection on. So tell me about that clothing range. What's so special about that?
So we wanted to sort of take different aspects. So there are some brands out there that already provide EMF protective clothing, but to take a fashion perspective as well, you know, make something stylish and along the ranges of, you know, something that people would actually want to wear. Yeah. And incorporating it with these different fabrics, such as silver lined fabric. We are also developing our proprietary fabric for use within our garments. And we chose silver fabric just for the purpose. It has a very wide range of attenuation blocking capabilities, as well as it being antimicrobial.
So let's just be clear, we're talking about real silver here.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So I mentioned just before we started recording that looking at the website, the clothing is quite expensive, as you probably would expect, considering that silver is involved, because it's not exactly cheap. But you were saying that you're hoping that with economies of scale going forward, that will come down, the prices will come down.
Yes.
So tell me a little bit more then about the properties of silver in connection with EMFs, electromagnetic frequencies. How does that interact or block the frequencies?
So it's something called, I'm not sure if you've heard of Faraday cages.
Yes.
And it sort of follows the same principle of actually deflecting these EM rays from that person. Now, there are different methods of sort of protecting an individual from EMF, but considering that once that's very effective and actually measurable by people, that's why we have an EMF meter available on our website as well, that they can buy, customers can buy and test out the fabrics, the level of protection, and sort of also get a measurement of their surroundings, of what their surroundings are like.
Oh, that's really interesting. So you're selling the meters to work out whether you're in dire exposure danger or whether, you know, you're not too bad at all. So presumably, if you're in the middle of nowhere in the countryside with no cell towers anywhere near you, you're pretty okay. But if you're living in the middle of the city, you might have a real problem.
Yes, that's correct. And we also wanted something that customers can sort of see for themselves that these garments are actually working.
Yeah.
Now, there are some devices, you know, these stickers that you put on the back of their phone. Now, how do you know that is actually impacting or helpful to that individual? There's no certain measurement tool that is available for customers to actually know that this thing is actually working, what they've purchased.
And, you know, I keep saying to people when we're talking about this, I mean, a lot of homes have got smart meters in there for their fuel consumption now, which adds to the EMF exposure. And a lot of people say, well, you know, turn your Wi-Fi off at night and turn your phones off when you go to sleep. All of that is good advice. That's great. Mm-hmm. But your neighbors might not. And let's face it, their Wi-Fi signal probably comes through your home as well if you're living in a flat or a tower block.
Yes, that's correct. And we would also be introducing something like grounding shoes and grounding bed sheets. That's sort of to nullify the impacts of EMF, which are sort of out of the hands of that customer.
Using silver as well, silver
yes,
cloth as well.
It would be sort of a blend of silver and cotton.
Which sounds great. Organic cotton, perhaps,
yes,
maybe?
Organic cotton.
Excellent. I thought it might be.
So there is some research within our website that directs to all of these different, you know, research papers and some of the doctors that have conducted research into EMF. And one of them is Dr. Magna Havis. And she has said that small cell towers or millimeter waves are some of the most dangerous things that would be introduced within society in regards to EMF in the coming future.
Wow. And so what would that mean then? What, for the layperson, what are we talking about there?
So it would mean something like just walking out the house of an average person, you would see a cell phone tower pointed towards that house. There's no way to sort of turn it on or switch it off. It's just there.
Yes, I can see that would be an issue. And is that coming? Is that the sort of thing that we're seeing coming
it's
down the line?
Something that's already been introduced with 5G, but
yeah.
Companies are, and this industry is looking into something even more with small cell technology.
Right. So then if we were interested, because I looked at your website and things do look really quite wearable, whereas I'm sure, you know, other companies have been less fashion conscious, let's say. Tell me what the name of the website is again. Just give us an idea as well of what kind of clothing you're talking about here.
So the website is fique.org, which is fique.org. And we sort of, at the moment, have activewear available on our website. But we have a talk with a few brands, and we're looking to collaborations, and there would be more types of garments, such as suits, women's wear, different styles of shoes that would be available with this specific protective silver shield technology. We are also looking into releasing a short film just to promote this social cause. Now, some surveys that we conducted, it sort of showed that a lot of people are just unaware of this specific cause. You know, a phone is just a phone to them, and they make calls, and that's what it is. But they are unaware of the impacts it actually has on themselves. And the future of FEEC, we're sort of looking into integrating wearable biotechnology. So it would have things like heart rate monitors, maybe oxygen meter and things like that. Another
Wow.
thing is that we also have some testimonials from people who are EHS or sensitive to EMF. And they have given their life story of how it has impacted them. And it's like a hidden killer, basically, for many people. And their stories are remarkable to hear.
I've known a number of people who can't have Wi-Fi in their homes because they can't live with it. I'm just beginning to think of things like, wallpaper with this technology in it and stuff like that. That'd be quite fun. Really interesting. It sounds great that a company is doing something about this and creating a way that we can shield ourselves without looking odd or untoward, just making it part of our daily wear, our daily routine. I think that's fantastic. And you talked about having making a little film that will be coming out soon. If people go to your website and sign up for a newsletter or something, will they hear about that?
Yes, and this film would also be available on YouTube for everybody to watch. And we will be promoting it quite a bit. And
Okay,
it will be
great.
available on the website as well.
Great. One last question. Where did the name Feed come from?
Well, FEEC is also the name for natural fiber.
Ah.
And it's a type of fabric, basically. It was actually made by the parent company, which is Elegant Initiative, which makes fashion activist brands.
Ah.
We were researching into the harmful effects of technology, and we stumbled across this. And considering that technology being a hobby of mine since a childhood, this was something of very interest to me.
Devansh Sood there, doing some great things to improve the health of us all. You can take a look at the clothing range for yourself at feek.org. That will redirect you to feek.co.uk, and that's feek, FIQUE. Do check out my YouTube channel, Alternatively Speaking, and if you want to find out more about me, head over to my website at thepracticalalchemist.uk. And if my energy clearing work interests you, go to safehavenhealing.uk. And that just about wraps things up for today. Do join me the next time for more Practical Alchemy with more fabulous guests. Until then, it's goodbye from me and that nightingale.